Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Minute Mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A Friday before big playoff games that don't involve the Steelers for another year. BMAC, Brian McFadden, coming out with us earlier this hour and saying the standard is no longer the standard. Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee Show a little while ago, saying, I do not expect major changes to the Steelers coaching staff, expecting what he calls minor tweaks to the coaching staff. Mark Cabali, also employed by Pat McAfee, in studio with us right now. Donnie Football here for a few more minutes, then he's off to watch Shane Gillis in his comedy routine, another McAfee guest, and Mulsey here as well. Mark, is that what you're hearing? Minor tweaks?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's been implied ever since the start of this. I mean, you just look up and down the coaching staff, and if you're not moving on from the head coach, you're not going to move on from the GM. Obviously, the owner's not stepping down. What possible changes you can make to make a difference? I mean, you could look at the defensive coordinator. You could look at the offensive line coach.
How about the offensive coordinator?
No, I don't think he's even in the conversation.
Do they need minor tweaks, or do they need more than that?
Ooh, that's hard. I'm coming after five-game losing
that's
streak.
That's hard. That's well, the easiest question you get all day here.
After a five-game losing streak, you just want to jump and say, absolutely major changes. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know what they think. I think that's more important than what I think.
Well, it is possible. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar operation. If they wanted to fire the coordinators and start over with their coaching staff under Tomlin, they could do that in a second if they wanted to.
Yeah, but
that's what the Eagles did last year when they collapsed. They got rid of both coordinators, and look at how much it helped them. Vic Fangio turned their defense around, Mark, with basically the same guys other than some rookie corners.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to do that. I mean, this organization is not like that. I mean, you can sit here and argue that maybe it should be because this, you know, the Eagles have been so successful over the years. But if Arthur Smith's under contract for 2 more years, Arthur Smith is probably likely going to be here 2 more years. If Terrell Austin's under contract for 1 more year, he's going to be here for 1 more year. I mean, that's just the organizational philosophy.
I understand that, but why let a contract get in the way of progress? Why let one where you could have Thomas Tull write a check for $2 million tonight and say, let's move on and do better?
Wasn't the problem that Thomas Tull would then want more genuine say-so if he's allowing you to part ways with the guy, then he's going to want to have a louder voice?
I mean, isn't that basically what college football coaches have to deal with in administration all
the time? I think it's more Art Rooney has to deal with a minority owner who's willing to cut the check than getting in his ear and saying, but I want, there's conditions attached to me buying this out for you.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to go down that route to have the minority owners have any say-so whatsoever. So if all of a sudden...
All right, well, then why not Bart write the check then? I mean, he ain't
think
exactly
that's my real question.
For money.
Well, that's just been how they go about business. I mean...
But, Mark, they
I understand
that.
Is that viable
business
in the NFL to go about business this way?
All of a sudden to say you change your entire lifestyle is just not practical.
All of a sudden, though, they haven't won a playoff game in 8 seasons.
But yes, but... they're just not going to change. So we sit here and go in circles and
Mark,
circles
yes,
and
they
circles.
Do, though. They traded a first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. They gave guaranteed money to T.J. Watt. They traded a rookie quarterback after – or first-round quarterback after 2 years.
That was
– they have changed some things. That, they fired Matt Canada midseason.
That was more personal. Well, that was different there. But the personnel – well, midseason, they owed him what? Four more weeks of pay? Five more weeks of pay? It's not like they really – lost. It's not like they replaced him with money, too, if you recall. They just replaced him with two guys.
I know, but with all due respect, the way that you're making this sound is, sorry, baseball fans, but it sounds like a Pirates thing, where like we're haggling over a guy that's owed like $2 million tops and, you know, justifying his existence with the franchise because of what his contract says?
Well, let me ask you this. Would you be okay if they did bring in a senior defensive assistant basically work hand-in-hand with a guy like Terrell Austin?
No, because I saw them do that 2 years ago, and they didn't give the guy enough power, and they didn't keep him around.
Yeah, I wouldn't want any big-time defensive name coming in here, because unless it came with an explicitly stated mission statement that person's running the defense now, and Mike is moving to more of a CEO role where he oversees the whole
Mark,
thing.
Mark, you said that on the showdown. You've said that multiple times
now.
Multiple
times that they should do that. That doesn't mean he's going to do it.
I just think that their approach is very flawed because they're paying the guy roughly $16 or $17 million to be the head coach and expecting him to have his hands effectively in every part
know
of the
they
operation.
Expect him. He chooses to do that.
Okay, and it's not working because he's not good enough at all of those things to have such a major role in all of those things. His game management suffers badly as a result.
Right.
His offensive instincts are incredibly conservative.
Good bosses.
And his defensive instincts, frankly, aren't good right now either because the Ravens just steamrolled his
good
guys.
Good bosses say stay in your lane or concentrate on this and not that. You're wearing yourself too thin.
But at this point, you're 18 years in. I don't think you can go to the head coach and say that. You have to then move on, right? You can't say, we're taking this power, this power, and this power away from the guy who's has 180
Any other
wins.
Team would have already moved on by now because they haven't gotten anything that they claim is their standard, which is a playoff win in almost half of his tenure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that you would have to move on from him rather than take power.
I understand that, and I know you've been close to this team for a long time as far as how you've covered them. I'm merely saying that our listeners here, this isn't how they do things, or you'd have to move on from the head coach and have probably two rebuttals. It should be how you do things, and yes, move on from him. Like, it's a stale product. Even if they make the playoffs, they're cannon fodder.
Mark, if he asks his players to evolve and adapt and adjust, and his coaches underneath him and his scouting staff and all these things, why can't he do the same thing? This is what you're going to do. We're going to change your job responsibility or job description a little bit because we're not getting the results we want, Mike.
Well, you know, if you're basically the CEO of the company, which one's going to do that? I mean, the CEO of a company is not going to say, I'm going to bring somebody else in and listen to him, right?
But if the CEO's not, if they're not meeting their revenue goals, he might
have
to,
Mark. These are two separate arguments here now.
Why? Do the Steelers actually think Mike's doing exactly what they want him to do? They can't think that way.
Well, they would have made the change if they didn't.
So a new contract is truly, in every way, an
affirmation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. An affirmation of the work he's doing. Well, then it's on Art Rooney, because at what point do you say, wait a minute.
It's the point now where it is on him.
Well, to be very clear, I think Mike is the second biggest problem in the organization. I think the biggest problem they are facing as they try to climb out of this hole of, like, frankly, mediocrity is the guy whose name is on the checks, because I think he has willfully gone along with that.
Well, to Chris's point, do you think that Art was the key reason why they drafted Pickett?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I've heard multiple things there. I don't think I know I've heard your theory.
Was there
about
any dissenting
Marino
voice that was not crazy about it?
No, you know, I heard Colbert loved him. I heard Tomlin loved him. I heard Art loved him. So it's hard to
need to sell this team and find some people who know ball.
No, I'm sure that somebody loved him more than somebody else, but I'm just unsure of who that might be.
But it sounds like nobody had to do any convincing or getting somebody who was not on board with it.
They convinced themselves that they were in need of a quarterback, and when else were they going to be able to get the top guy in the draft? So I think they
picked literally the worst quarterback draft maybe in the last 15 years.
Well, in defense of them, Kenny had me tricked and Mark tricked as well, except Chris. Chris was...
After that preseason, you weren't jumping on the Kenny bandwagon?
I remember vividly what I said. I said, to his credit, he did everything you could expect a guy to do in the preseason to give you optimism, but I said, I'll wait till I actually see it.
I've never seen a guy have an absolute... perfect preseason like he did, and that's what I would say. I would consider it a perfect preseason.
Mark, here's something that some of our listeners have brought up. They screwed up. They wasted Flores. He could have done more. They could have allowed him to bloom here. They didn't. He's moved on to Minnesota. Couldn't you say the same thing about Weidel? He comes from a place where they've had nothing but success. People rave about his college scouting and ability to put draft boards and draft ratings together. Why not give him some of this power that you're talking about? He's under your roof. You know, he could technically leave for a GM job any day because he doesn't have that title with you, so it would be a promotion for him.
Yet we haven't heard one team that's been linked to him, right?
Probably because there's a lot of stink on this team.
Which is pretty interesting. I thought somebody would at least inquire about him. But I think he... What Andy does is I think he's more effective, obviously, with the scouting department. I think he gets into Omar's ear a lot. So maybe it's behind the scenes. Maybe it's not out in front. But I think he has a big say-so in a lot of decision-making.
But getting in Omar's ear is one thing. How about getting in Mike T's ear?
I don't think anybody's going to get in his ear.
Oh, great.
I just don't see it.
I mean, I do think he can affect Mike. Like, I heard from what I consider to be a pretty reliable source that, like, Mike, if left to his own devices in Andy and Omar's first draft, would have taken Porter at 17, but that they convinced him, go up and get Jones. Porter's going to be there at 32. We can have both of the players that we all want, and Mike obviously assented to one degree or another.
That's like Swan and Stallworth with Noel in 74 is what you're describing there. Donnie, what's your reaction to all this? I don't know if your head is already contemplating the beers you're about to have and the wings you're about to eat before Shane Gillis, but as you hear this, only minor tweaks, there's no getting through to Tomlin.
Depressing. Unsurprising. Like, and I Mark is in there every single day, and it's not like he's just coming in here spewing anything he wants. It feels like...
Sounds like your son when he's on the commode there, Mark, is what that sounded like.
No, he doesn't spew. He just blocks.
Well, they could get him for the offensive lineman if he blocks well.
Blocks better than their tackles the last time.
No, I think they'd probably mess it up unless it was Zach Frazier.
He'd suddenly level. Get it. They'd give him Metamucil as his first order of business.
Have you tried that, Mark?
They'd put him out of position.
It's not the length. It's the girth. It's like a softball.
Oh my God!
That's the problem.
And I think that for the out of context
that
clip
just sounds
of
horribly
all time.
Painful.
It does. And, have you asked him about it? Does it hurt?
He comes and informs me that he blocks it up all the time. But I think I need a new plunger.
No, I think you need to give your child some fiber. Is what I think you need to do.
He eats everything, so it doesn't matter. I mean,
so you think it's just sheer like amount of food?
I think we've had this conversation before. That,
well, we wanted
that younger kids' colon's a little bit cleaner than. older people, so it makes for bigger allows bigger things to come out.
I mean, my God, it sounds like his is like one of those World War I trenches, Mark.
That's the kind of analysis we're paying Mark Cabali for, and so is Pat McAfee, folks. Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark had that report about Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson. Based on that, we'll find out if Mark still is in favor of Russ coming back as quarterback next year. But first, a Donnie headline.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.